Neville from the Bronx was working at Christie's when the towers were struck. He says he'll always remember September 11th.
Sad. Bring me, and my birthday is the 9th, so I'll always remember because it's so close.
And now it's 13 years later.
Still memories, because I remember when I'm here, I remember being here and hearing about it and couldn't believe it. Unbelievable.
For Marley from Manhattan, even though it's 13 years later, the day still has a special significance.
Yes, definitely means something special. It's a day that we suffered a tremendous tragedy, and a day that New York came together as one. So it's a special day, and especially that we're still dealing through the same struggles that we were dealing before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important to feel for the families and to the people that every day put their lives on the line for us. So
there is a downtown one train to South Ferry approaching the station. Please stand away from the platform edge.
Lloyd Graham grew up in Harlem with his sister Pamela Graham. He lost her on September 11th. She was 34 years old and worked in Tower 2. Graham was at the memorial this morning.
Brings back, it's acting like it happened yesterday. Especially all the people who lost loved ones and families and friends.
So what was it like at the memorial this morning?
It was like everybody was sad. Everybody came in with pictures and, you know, loved ones that they lost. It was crowded. It was packed. It was so packed you couldn't even hardly move, walk around.
Did it bring any comfort?
Well, in a way, yes.
How so?
That everybody remembered. You're not forgotten.
And so you were with others who lost relatives or who were first responders?
Yes.
So that was a good thing?
Yes, it was a good thing.
And the site has changed quite a bit, right?
Yes.
How so? What has happened?
Well, they put a little park there. Yeah. It's kind of, it feels kind of odd not seeing the World Trade Center there. I see they're building a new one. Hopefully that will stay forever. Hopefully they don't bring that one down. Mm-hmm. I'm just hoping.
Yeah.
Just hope we don't ever go through what we went through that Tuesday, 2001, September 11th.
But there's a lot of saber rattling now.
Yeah. Yes, there is.
Does that make you nervous? Makes people nervous?
Yeah, in a way, yes. I'm worried that we might have another terrorist attack I'm worrying about. In spite of what's going on in the Middle East.
And saber rattling is what we heard last night from President Obama. On the eve of September 11th, when people in our area like Lloyd Graham were revisiting that fateful day, remembering their loss and how the city is forever changed, Obama went before the nation to talk about continued terrorist threats, this time from ISIL, the militant group in Iraq and Syria. The president authorized U.S. airstrikes inside Syria for the first time, along with expanded strikes in Iraq, as part of what he said is a steady, relentless effort to root out Islamic State extremists and their spreading reign of terror.
I've made it clear that we will hunt down terrorists who threaten our country wherever they are. That means I will not hesitate to take action against ISIL in Syria as well as Iraq. This is a core principle of my presidency. If you threaten America, you will find no safe haven.
Obama announced that he was dispatching nearly 500 more U.S. troops to Iraq. That brings the total number of American forces sent there this summer to more than 1,500. He also urged Congress to authorize a program to train and to arm Syrian rebels. They are fighting both the Islamic State militants and Syrian President Bashar Assad. On WBAI's New Morning Show, Mario Murillo spoke with David Barsamian. He's author with Noam Chomsky of Power Systems, Conversations on Global Democratic Uprisings and the New Challenges to U.S. Empire. He said there was a lot of boilerplate rhetoric.
The invocation of the language and terminology of George W. Bush talking about evil and homeland and taking out terrorists and taking out bin Laden, using words like eliminated and targeted. So it was, you know, it's the new phase in the endless war on terrorism. The bombing will now be extended to Syria, and it's a blueprint for more violence, intervention, justification for new expanded military bases and military spending directed toward.
For many, like David Barsamian, Obama's speech and his decision to expand airstrikes in Iraq and extend them to Syria raises a host of questions. Questions about how an intensified military campaign can possibly achieve his goal of destroying the Islamic State group.